The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, straight up and down. It's the top of the hour, I should say. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. We've got the experts, the stories that you're talking about. And it's our job, you know, kind of like what we were talking about with Gail Trotter, to bring you the facts as best we know how and that they're available. You know, this is one of the advantages, Scott, of us being independent is that we don't have to hold to a specific party line. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there's a particular worldview that I hold to, and it's obvious when you listen to the show. But I got to tell you, I'm open to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. And this is why we have the range of guests that we have in order to get the facts out there, because you gotta know what you don't know, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of like that story, that angle story I was sharing with you about my friend where the guy insisted it was those Pepsi brothers who were causing all the problems. I mean, we're just so confused. And, you know, we spend so little time with civics issues and our government, even in this 2016 election cycle, that some of the answers that you hear from these man on the street interviews, whether it's, you know, Waters World or, you know, some of these college campuses and that. I mean, it's like, where is the history class, Scott? Where are the teachers in these halls of academia? I mean, are they MIA or maybe just to Gail's point, they've all been weeded out. You know, if you don't hold to a particular ideology, you're not welcome to be on the campus any longer, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, and it's one of the reasons why I enjoy working with you on the show is that we can form our own opinions, mm-hmm. and we're not just towing the line of the opinions of the other people, or the opinions that we're told to take, and it makes it much easier. So,
well, it's, you know, again, I think, look, if we're going to be here and we're in a time such as this, let's be constructive. Let's come with some solutions. Let's do something about moving the needle in a positive direction to where, you know, when this generation turns over the baton to the next generation, you know, we give them America that is better than what we found. And right now it's a bit of a challenge, to say the least. Hey, I want to play this soundbite from Nicholas Confessori. I think, Scott, this is probably from another Morning Joe thing. He's a political correspondent of the National Desk of the New York Times, Pulitzer Prize for breaking news reporting. And he's talking here about the potential rise of a third party and because of this anti-Trump sentiment. Go ahead and play that if you would.
All right. Perhaps. I kind of think that Ted Cruz is a frightening bet for the Republicans.
No, the Never Trump movement right now is, four or five wealthy families, some political operatives, people who write for the Weekly Standard who are very smart, who I like, and a hashtag on Twitter. And I actually think there's probably a good argument that it's less than it seems. Mm-hmm. You can find polling that says there are people who will say, I will never vote for Trump. I actually think that in the end, if he is the nominee, you will see everybody come into line in a pretty quick fashion.
Bob Costa, what do you
think so?
You know, I say the rise of a third party, but that, actually I mischaracterized his statement. And I agree with that, Scott, don't you? That, you know, I think the Republican Party and people are kind of weary about all this stuff and they want, you know, let's give Trump a chance to be presidential. Let's get him out of all the mud and stuff. And if he's going to kick up some mud, let him kick up mud towards towards Hillary Clinton, the obvious, Democratic nominee, instead of, President Ronald Reagan would say, instead of, you know, being inside the tent and just firing around in circles here, you know?
Well, that statement comes after a few weeks now where Trump's campaign has started to take the turn into more of a classic campaign. So he's starting to get a little bit more, seems to be toning things down a little bit. And now he's towing message points and things like that. So statements like this, I think, are going to become more and more frequent if he continues on the same line.
Exactly. I mean, after all, he's not a politician. He's a businessman. It's a little bit of OJT, if you know what I mean. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are, America. We've got a whole lot more coming up your way on Bill Martinez Live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Get America back on track. I mean, you consider all the waste of our resources, our human potential going by the wayside as we continue to fight one another back and forth. I say, hey, let's welcome the good fight and make it a good one so that there is a good exchange of ideas where we can get this country moving again and not be so ideologically fixed. That's what this is all about, not a Republican thing, a Democratic thing. It's about an us thing, United States of America. Welcome back. It's Bill Martinez, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I want to remind you, if you want those free tickets to see on May the 2nd, the Climate Hustle is going to happen at 7 o'clock on May the 2nd, nationwide, 400 screens, I believe, across the country. It's a phantom event called Climate Hustle. Then send me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, send me those tickets, okay? And we'll put you in the hopper, and we'll have a drawing here. And, hey, you can have free tickets, and all you got to worry about is the popcorn. Going to be a great presentation. You've heard our conversations. If you haven't, go to our website and just look up Mark Morano, and you'll hear a couple of the interviews that we had with Mark. Brilliant, brilliant man. Has been on the Beltway, has been there in service of our country. He knows what he's talking about. He's a knowledgeable climate expert and is going to be giving us some great insight. And with us right now is Dr. David Prentice. He's with the research arm of the Charlotte Lozier Institute, and here to talk about the ethical issues surrounding the donation and use of fetal parts. Dr. Prentice, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here to discuss this. You know, a lot has gone by the wayside. Planned Parenthood et al. Did everything they could do to do some damage control and crisis management regarding the sale of baby parts. I mean, ironically, to the point that David DeLayden, he ends up getting arrested, and still Planned Parenthood marches on as if nothing happened. And the last time I checked, I think it's against the law to sell baby parts. But,
right.
You know, where are we now?
Well, I mean, David DeLayden, somebody owes him an apology big time, obviously. The select panel that was set up by Congress had its second hearing last week. Some, frankly, stomach-churning things that they exposed. Let me back up just a second. You know, we're talking about the ethics of this, and let's just consider for a moment what's going on. Mm-hmm. These little babies, their lives are ended in these abortion clinics, but then on top of that, their organs, their hearts, their livers, their brains are literally sold to a middleman who processes them and then sends them on to various university researchers. And you know, there's obviously an ethical problem here if we're saying that little unborn babies are commodities that can mm-hmm. be essentially parted out like a chop shop to send the parts out, selling to make money, additional money off of this process. And it's interesting, you know, you talked about how Planned Parenthood was trying to do damage control. After several months of this horrific story being out there, they all of a sudden came forward and said, well, you know, we're no longer going to accept money for this. Well, you know, that doesn't mean that what you're doing is right, and it kind of is a tacit admission that there was a problem here. The first hearing of this select panel talked about just the simple ethical question, and believe it or not, Bill, Congress had never looked at this question of the ethics of fetal tissue and organ harvesting and donation. And then this last week, they actually dug down in and frankly, some very disturbing news that the way the federal statute is set up, if you just want to talk about the legalities of it, those who are offering up these organs and tissues are not supposed to be making any profit whatsoever. At best, they should be getting sort of a reimbursement for expenses. Well, it turns out they don't have any expenses. The middlemen, the procurement agents, if you will, come in. They ask the women for consent to give up these little baby organs and tissues. Mm-hmm. They do the processing. They do the transport and storage. So it's pure profit by the abortion clinic and big profit by these middlemen that are then charging thousands of dollars in some cases for a little vial of cells to pass on. The committee showed one image, actual sort of a shopping cart like the Amazon.com of fetal body parts, where you could drop down a list and pick the particular organ, heart, liver, maybe a limb or whatever, what age you might be shopping for, and then your method of shipping. Now, all of this just should churn people's stomachs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, no offense to Costco or Sam's, this is like a warehouse, you know, box store, you know, of baby fetal parts. I mean, this is how disrespecting of life that our culture has become, that we process this like this. And, you know, and it's tough enough as these, you know, women. And of course, you know, we're not even hearing the male perspective on this, David, you know, that, you know, because men aren't involved. You know, it's the women's. It's all about the women, you know. And but I think that there's going to be a day when we need to reconcile that men are involved. Families are involved with this. And I think there's going to be a loud cry throughout this nation when we realize that, you know, I mean, this, in a sense, has become a modern day Holocaust, hasn't it?
It really is. And you make a very good point that not only are lives lost, these unborn children, but families are damaged. Women are damaged. Men are damaged. You look at the destruction that's going on, and it truly is a Holocaust in terms of lives and in terms of families, in terms of, frankly, our nation's future. And you hit right on the right point. Our attitude about life. In this case, it's unborn human life, but we're looking at challenges throughout this. And again, in terms of these sort of justifications, we hear, well, you know, you're going to get all these vaccines and steady things, even like the Zika virus, and you're going to come up with all sorts of cures from this research. And Bill, there's just no evidence for that. Fetal tissue hasn't even been used to generate any kind of viruses or vaccines for decades. There are some cell lines that are used, but frankly, we're looking at ethical uses now from things like adult stem cells to do not only the basic studies, but to come up with treatments and cures. So it really is a lose-lose proposition for all of us as a culture when we're parting out these unborn lives.
Well, David, you know, it's a convenient lie because our culture wants convenience. You know, we want to believe that it's so, that they're doing this, and, you know, for all the right reason, and somehow we can justify in our mind it's okay to kill the child that's growing in its mother's womb like this. But, you know, America is slowly but surely is waking up to the reality that this is life. I mean, we support a group called, you know, Save the Stork, and they've got buses outside of these abortion clinics, and they're doing free sonograms for these women, and 85% of the women that see the baby inside them make a different choice. They choose life. So America is starting to wake up, but we need to hold everybody ethically accountable. If not, we're going to continue to pay the price here. Dr. David Prentice has been our guest. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Yeah, listen to me, and it's a little Eric Clapton jam here, huh? Why not? Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. David Drucker is with us, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, doing wonderful. Good to have you on with us. I want to talk about the primary for tomorrow. We'll break that down in a moment. But, you know, a lot of controversy over the weekend. Ted Cruz, John Kasich, creating some sort of alliance here to put the pressure on this anti-Trump movement to see if there's any kind of reality to this deal. But you asked the question that I asked the same as you do, and that is the GOP delegates could toss Trump, but will they be strong enough?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that's a question for a contested convention, and it's still a real possibility. And I think, you know, what we don't know, given we haven't seen a contested convention in 40 years, is how will delegates react under an international media spotlight and also, you know, I'm sure a lot of social media harassment to vote one way or another. I mean, it's hard to tell because we've never held this kind of an event in the modern media cauldron. So it's a question, you know, that we may or may not find out what the answer is, but it's one worth asking.
Well, in this information age in which we live in, I mean, how vulnerable could they be when you start finding out this delegate got three nights and 4 days at Disney World? They went to Mar-a-Lago. They've been promised a night in the Lincoln bedroom or something, and you start tying in delegate prizes to a specific delegate. That could be interesting, and that could very well happen, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could. I mean, there are very few regulations governing what a candidate can do and offer in exchange for support. I mean, there are general laws against bribery and vote buying, but I mean, if, you know, Donald Trump wants to pack a bunch of delegates onto his private jet, fly them down to Mar-a-Lago for a weekend of discussions about the state of the race, as far as I know, that's perfectly legal. If Ted Cruz wants to do the same, although in this case he'd have to do it with the support of campaign contributors because he's not wealthy to the tune of Donald Trump, then he can do the same. And, you know, this is the world that the sort of wild world of delegate hunting that we're in. And, you know, depending on how things go over the next month, between June 7th and July 18th, it can get really wild out there.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and to your, you know, article's point is, are we opening up a door here that is just going to create more havoc? I mean, you know, the political season, we're coming into the last phase here, and we need to be focusing on message. And if the message is all about delegate hunting, that's going to eat up a lot of time that needs to be saved for making sure the electorate understands, you know, who you're about and, you know, what policies you support, don't you think?
Well, I mean, that's clearly a risk, but I mean, there's not much you can do about it. The reality is nobody has 1,237 delegates yet. Donald Trump's the only candidate that can do it by June 7th, but he might not. There's the reason that Cruz in particular is still viable, but also, you know, the idea of other candidates is because the party is not unified around Donald Trump. And, you know, that's where the voters are. So you fight it out until somebody, you know, under the rules, wins the nomination. I mean, you can't just simply stop the process because it would be better from a political messaging standpoint. It's just not possible. And the reason it's not happening is because the voters aren't there yet.
Right. What do you think it's going to take for the voters to get there and to side up with Donald Trump and ignore the anti-Trump movement?
Well, I'm not sure, and I'm not sure that that's going to happen. I mean, I think that this whole thing may have to be fought out over the course of the next 6 to 8 weeks. It may have to be fought out in the convention. And I don't know if the party can unify at this point, regardless of who the nominee is. I think the party is looking into going. The party is likely to head into the general election pretty fractured. There are some deep ideological fissures. There are, in particular, some pretty deep moral objections to Trump, which are hard to get over, harder than getting over, I think, the ideological split, but that's still a big deal. I mean, look, I mean, normally you and I would be talking about a Republican primary electorate that, well, this one wanted somebody who was more moderate, this one wanted somebody who was more conservative, but they're all within the sort of zone
exactly.
Republican Party politics, and so over time they can, you know, realize who the real enemy is, quote unquote. And they'll focus on that. But what we're dealing with here is a stark difference in many cases about what the party is supposed to stand for and you're dealing with a candidate who's just very unconventional, and some people just are not going to support somebody who conducts himself the way Trump does, as much as that has helped Trump with, you know, at least a third of the electorate who is simply in love with how he has run his campaign, you've got, you know, everybody else who is equally repelled by it.
Exactly. And, you know, the Democrats, they've been able to hold cover at this point because of the wackiness of the GOP. You know, it's troubling waters there. But it seems that the Democrats have troubling waters. They're just running a little bit deeper right now, aren't they?
Well, I think, you know, that it's true on the Democratic side that they have a lot of the same issues that the Republicans have. And just in terms of a sort of, you know, populist temper tantrum and people being upset at Washington and the so-called establishment and all of that. So this stuff is spread around the country, you know, sort of equally in that regard. But what the Democrats don't have to deal with, number one, is Democrats who are supporting Clinton, you know, they oppose Bernie Sanders for all sorts of reasons, but they're not morally opposed to how he has conducted himself. Mm-hmm. They don't find him repellent. They just find him, you know, from a policy standpoint, less preferable. They don't think he could win a general election or, you know, things like that, the polling notwithstanding. And ideologically, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are just closer or within the same general ballpark compared to the, you know, the Republican ideological fissures. So yeah, Hillary Clinton has gone to the left to try and placate, you know, her base because of what Sanders was offering, which is, you know, socialism, which he's proud of, which, you know, this is not a pejorative slight here.
Right.
But they're playing, and she would, look, she is, for the Sanders supporters, they see her as establishment, they see her as, you know, too knee close to the Republicans. But, you know, when it comes to the, you know, the major issues of the day for the Democratic Party, they're sort of on opposite ends of the Democratic spectrum, but they're within the Democratic spectrum. The differences between Cruz and Trump in many cases, or Kasich and Trump, you have, you know, one candidate who's somewhere in the Republican spectrum and another candidate who's nowhere near the Republican spectrum, and that's the difference.
Exactly. Now, how much does the Democratic platform alter in order to accommodate all those votes that Bernie Sanders has been able to collect?
It doesn't have to alter all that much, and that's my point. You know, I mean, they're both pro-choice. They're both, you know, for raising taxes. They're both for, you know, strengthening or, you know, doing things to Obamacare that would ensure that it sticks around, and if anything, it had, you know, changes in a more leftward direction.
Mm-hmm. Becomes more single payer. Yeah.
I mean, Hillary Clinton is she, you know, in these debates with Sanders, she sounds like a sort of moderate Republican because she's arguing against, you know, giving away things for free. But my point is they're not going to have, they don't need to go to blows over the platform. It's just the difference is that they're interpreting how to best serve the platform. Again, it's in comparison to Republicans, which they literally could go to war over what the platform is supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, you could have a third-party breakout quite potentially. Well, tomorrow, another primary day, kind of a soft primary Tuesday, not a real big but still substantial. We've got five primaries, Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. Rhode Island's the only mixed one. The other four are closed. What do you see happening here? We got about a minute left, David.
Yeah, Trump's going to have a really good day. I mean, we've known that, you know, ever since we looked at the map. So he'll win most of the delegates. He'll probably win every state. And then it's on to Indiana, Nebraska, and May, and that's where Cruz has to really turn it on. He can, but he has to do it.
Is this going to be is this another nail in the coffin, not the definitive nail? It's more Indianapolis we're waiting for it, to see what happens with Cruz and Kasich?
Well, look, I've always said that May should be really good for Cruz. So I think, you know, it's just about, you know, what the momentum looks like in the voter psychology. I fully expect, you know, tomorrow to look great for Trump. Everybody's going to say it's another reason why he's going to be the nominee, but May could change all of that, so we'll see.
Well, tomorrow we'll see. David Drucker, senior congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. David, always good to have you with us. Thank you so much. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-and-a-chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new Phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Phenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Phenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com. An enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best of Bill Martinez live.
Whether we are rich or poor.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, here I am, right here, right now, 28 before the top of the hour. We're back with you, America. This is Bill Martinez. Matt Briggs is with us. Matt previously worked for the National Weather Service. He has a B.S. in meteorology math, an M.S. in atmospheric physics, a Ph.D. in mathematical statistics. He's the kind of guy that still believes that 2 plus 2 equals 4, right, Matt?
I think I do, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's this math, this governmental math. I don't know if you blame it on Common Core or what. It kind of reminds me of the story of the accountant being interviewed by the CEO of the company, and he asked him, there was a big qualifying question of all the candidates, and so it was his turn to be asked the question, what 2 plus 2 equals, and he asked the CEO, he says, well, what do you say it equals?
All of reality is under attack now. I mean, what really matters is how you feel about the subject, not what the truth is.
Exactly. But, to the point, this is where we've come. We've come to the point of it doesn't matter what the mass says. It's just, how do you feel about it? And right now we got the long arm of the government, the big arm of the government, and all its resources, disgustingly, which those resources come from us, we the people. And they say, well, we know better, so we're going to take your money and we're going to invest it in this science to continue to not pursue the truth necessarily, but to promote a fixed ideology that we know is better for everybody, right?
That's it. And not just that, you gotta follow the money on this thing here. What they're really pushing in a lot of cases is these so-called alternative fuel sources or so-called clean energy. And these are the groups that are really pushing global warming of doom. They're the ones that have the most aggressive propaganda, which the government's going hand in hand with. But they're also the same people who are selling these new pieces of equipment to replace the old coal-fired plants, for instance. Mm-hmm. So these guys would stand to make quite a bundle on their so-called investments if they were to get their way.
Well, Matt, it's the old business management principle that people do that which they get rewarded for. And right now, they're coming to the government trough because the government is handing out all kinds of money as long as you want to go along with their ideology. And, you know, there's new industry, there's new things to be built up. But as you say, it's bad politics, bad money, and bad philosophy that have broken the field of science. I mean, gosh, to be a scientist and to know that your industry, your profession has been so compromised has got to be tough, especially, you know, and those, the only people who are seeing it that way, of course, are the people that just cannot give up their soul in order to go along.
Yeah, that's right. Your listeners should know, for instance, I have never received any amount of money or consideration or indeed anything from any fossil fuel company in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this just because I am a scientist who has concerned with the truth. Answer with some private entity once.
Exactly. Well, and I appreciate that, Matt, big time, because that's what this show is all about. We are very fortunate to have an independent show that allows us to go out and talk to people like yourself, experts who are pursuing the truth, that are not sold out to this bad politics, bad money, and bad philosophy.
Yeah, that's right. The politics is a big problem. The government money in science research is enormous. It's huge. And it can't help but be a little corrupting. I say in this article over at stream.org that when you get money, for instance, if I were to take money from a private individual to fund my research, I would have to fill out a conflict of interest. And because the idea is that that money might be tainting. I might be tempted to shade my results in the direction that the private donor wanted it to go. And everybody recognizes this. Okay, maybe it's a good idea. I fill out a conflict of interest. But if you get money from the government, and the government has interest in all these things as well, you don't have to fill out a conflict of interest. Government money is seen as pure and uncorrupting. And that if you take it, you're on the side of angels. Yet your entire career may be financed by the government. You may be entirely reliant on these research grants to have a job. So why wouldn't you be tempted to give the government what it wants?
Exactly. Yeah, especially when you have 97% of the scientists all agreeing that, global warming is a fact.
Well, listen, global warming is a fact, and so is global cooling. Climate change is a fact. The climate on the Earth has always changed. Absolutely always. It has never, even for a moment, stood still. And there's every reason to believe that it never will stand still. The real question we have is how much of an influence does mankind have? We
certainly
have some. We're walking around in the atmosphere. We're breathing. But then so do radishes. So do aardvarks. Every species on the planet has some influence on the climate. But we know that our influence, at least by carbon dioxide, and we know this. I'm going to tell you and your listeners a very important fact. Why do we know that we don't know we're that important of an influence? That's because the theories built on supposing carbon dioxide is some very bad molecule have been making predictions for some 30 years now for temperatures much higher than we actually realize. And in fact, the discrepancy between the forecasts these theories have made and what we've actually seen has been growing larger and larger. Now, that used to be a fundamental scientific precept that if a theory makes bad predictions, you toss the theory out. You don't proclaim the theory is still true because it has juicy political desirable goals. The ends can't justify the means in science or anywhere else. But
exactly.
That's the state to which we have come.
Well, the other thing I heard a scientist say, and I this is what exactly, scientists were designed to be skeptical. And when you have scientists not being skeptical, they've lost a part of their very soul, haven't they?
Unfortunately, that's true. But it's just too easy to go along. I mean, the money is there. The government puts out these things, requests for grants, requests for proposals, they're called.
Yes.
And they say, here's basically what we want to see. and it's a big pot of money, and you need to do this. You, as a researcher, are need two things. You need to bring in money to fund all the offices of diversity and the dean's mm-hmm. projects and all this kind of thing that colleges now have, and you need to pump out papers. So there's so many professors now, because we've greatly expanded the university system, that the quality of work, and this is a very cruel thing to say, but mm-hmm. The average quality of the work necessarily has decreased.
Yeah.
I know that sounds very judgmental and everything, but science is very judgmental. Science, mm-hmm. by definition, is an elite activity. We're aiming at the truth, and truth doesn't take prisoners.
Exactly. Well, Matt, this is really disturbing when you consider this, and you consider the RFP, you know, telling the scientists, this is what we're going to reward you for. I mean, you will come up with this report, and it will support, specific position. That's unusual. I've never heard of an RFP that way.
Well, you know, it's not like these people are saying, you know what, I'm going to get in good with the government. I'm going to give them exact. No. In their papers, they have the caveats. They mm-hmm. have the uncertainty. Yeah, maybe this is wrong. Maybe that's wrong. They talk around it and so forth. But basically, they give the government what they want. It doesn't take any kind of conspiratorial attitude, either mm-hmm. on the part of the granting agencies or any real corruption on the part of scientists. It's just that the money is so large and their careers are so dependent on this. Mm-hmm. They do this sort of unawares for the most part, and yeah. it's President Eisenhower warned us of this very situation when he was leaving office, and of course the warning went unheeded.
Yeah, why are they lying to us, Matt?
Well, money. It all comes down to money.
Well, but even deeper, it's got to be deeper than that, though, Matt. Don't you think? I mean, money. Yeah, that just kind of keeps the ball rolling, but. What is the end game for, you know, these people that want to thrust this kind of, you know, this kind of false science on us? What is the point?
Well, it depends on the person, but I say we, money is, listen, the root of all evil is the love of money, and the love of, and that brings you the control that they so desperately want. They want this one world sort of governmental system where the economics of can be controlled, your life can be controlled, and in their minds it'll be a very pleasant place, but
an incredible utopia for all of us.
Exactly.
It's bad politics, bad money, and bad philosophy that has broken the field of science. This according to Matt Briggs at stream.org. Matt, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Thanks for having me.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, they all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my good friends at Save the Stork. Thank you so much for getting on the bus with us, okay? Go to SaveTheStork.com. And is it .com or .org? I always get this mixed up. Forgive me. But anyway, you can go to their website. But better yet, give them a call at 844-578-6757. That's 844-578-6757. Get on the bus with us, okay? They've got 21 buses right now, 21 online, getting ready to come out and to be out in front of abortion clinics to give women, you know, an idea of what's happening inside of their bodies. They give them a free sonogram, and they stay with them through the journey of their decision of life. And 85% of the women who do see the sonogram change their mind, and they choose life. So Save the Stork, great investment. Thank you so much for joining and partnering with us. 844-578-6757, Save the Stork. Always giving them something to talk about is the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com, of course. Well, Robert, Jungle Book, one more time. It just keeps rolling along in the jungle, huh?
It sure does. Almost $200 million
wow.
in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So one could do the math on that one real quick, about $100 million a week, although it didn't break out that way. $60 million this past weekend, and $103 million, and then a bunch through the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday cycle as well. And you know, it's nice to actually have something up at the top that one can celebrate, and I'm happy for Disney. A remake of The Jungle Book was a great idea. In fact, they're robbing, I'll put in quotes, robbing their vaults even more. It looks like they're going to go down and try to do remakes of several of others of their hits. Of course, they did Cinderella. They've made a remake, or a remake has been done of Snow White. It wasn't a Disney thing. That was a Universal. But anyways, with The Jungle Book, it was family friendly, a little bit more perilous. I try to always remind families that are listening, if they're thinking, oh, I've got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old. Oh, that's great. The Jungle Book's out. We're going to make sure we load up the minivan and go that this weekend. I haven't seen that one yet. Well, I'd say, well, not yet for 5 and 7. Around the age of 10, yeah, I think so. But it's a little bit too intense for the younger ones, young ones. But around the 10, great film, great little film.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, we always like to see Mowgli. And the adventures of Mowgli continue.
In fact,
I'm surprised more kids aren't named Mowgli. You know, it's like whenever those things happen, everybody becomes Mowgli for the day, you know?
Well,
for life.
There is true. When Star Wars 7 came out, they say that the heroine, Rey, when you look
under
at
the underbuilt heroine, Rey, right? She wasn't, you know,
all of
like,
a sudden, the birth names of newborn babies since December have, Ray has gone off the charts as far as new names.
Yeah.
So, and also Kylo. Now, Kylo in Star Wars 7 was a villain, but apparently people are just like, oh, I like that name. So, okay, all right.
Well, we'll have that, and then Prince. You know, everybody will be Prince for a while, too, as well,
well,
right?
Definitely. You know, there definitely will be a bunch more Princes, I think, coming out. Now, people need to be reminded that although Prince had some decent songs, and certainly he was incredibly, incredibly talented. I hate for people to forget that he also had a lot of problematic songs. In fact, the reason that Tipper Gore and Baker started the Parents Research Council back in the late 70s and the early 80s had a lot to do with Prince in his Darling Nikki song. So he pushed the envelope and was one of the people that got us to the point that we had stickered albums because people said, you know, look, if we're going to put stuff out this and claim free speech, we need to at least warn parents or teens too, I guess, that the content of this album is offensive. And I think that actually was a good move to have stickered albums. Otherwise, how would we know?
Well, and you find it quite interesting, but this is our lives, you know, as human beings. We can be a walking contradiction. And you have Prince, who was a Jehovah's Witness. So he had some spiritual direction and, you know, and how he reconciled that. Maybe, you know, being an artist, you figure no holds barred. You're out there, you know, kind of like Lenny Bruce, who said, you need us crazies, you know, to knock down the barriers on the edges and that. I don't know, but it would have been interesting, you know, to hear his perspective as to how he reconciled that with his faith.
Yeah, I think it was a big struggle for him. I think he... you know, and even those of us who are strong evangelical believers, let's be honest. I mean, struggle is part of our Christian walk.
I was going to say we're no better. We're no better. I mean, we're not pointing fingers here, right? Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Paul said that I want to do, I don't, and that I want to do, I don't do. You know, and I think all of us raise our hands and go, oh yeah, I've been there. I've been there, done that. You know, I totally get that. And so when you take someone who is a Jehovah's Witness, then I think the same thing absolutely happens as well. That they're trying to struggle for what they perceive is true faith, and yet at the same time, I think we all are fallen people. It's a struggle. So
that's why you got to eat meat too. He's a vegan, so probably the vegan thing messed him up a little bit. You know,
who knows?
Obviously, I'm kidding. Excuse me, don't get excited here. It's just a joke.
Don't go out that way.
Why not? Okay, so Unpack the Huntsman. I think we talked a little bit about it last week, you know, The Winter's War.
Yeah.
This was new,
Huntsman,
came in second.
Huntsman, Winter's War, brand new film. $115 million to make this film, and they made $20 million. I have to think that Universal's a bit disappointed, but then again, they've got more opportunities in a few more weeks, and they've got DVDs and, you know, different ways to make money. But I think I think this one they're going to end up getting beat up on. It just doesn't seem like they can recover enough, which is understandable to me because it really wasn't a great movie. Now, I like to come out of a movie, and I did this with Jungle Book, and say, did I enjoy that? Would families enjoy that? And I said, yeah, this was a cute movie. Families are going to enjoy this movie. When I get a chance to get on and talk to Bill Martinez or other people that I get a chance to talk to, I'm going to let people know that are listening, hey, if you're looking for a film, go see Jungle Book.
Exactly.
But that didn't happen with Huntsman Winter's War. I came out of this film and said, did I enjoy it? And the answer was, personally, absolutely not. Will other families, now sometimes I say, yeah, but other families will enjoy. I thought, yeah, I'm sure there's going to be people that like it, but for the most part, this is way too dark. The story is way too disjointed. It highlights people that we really don't grow fond of, even as the film goes on. So you kind of come away and go, okay, who did I care about?
Right.
And so, by the way, this is a prequel to Snow White. So we had, in 2012, we had the movie Snow White and the Huntsman, and that was a retelling of Snow White. This one, well, it's billed as a prequel, but it's pretty much a story of the Wicked Witch of Snow White, who's called Queen Ravenna, and her sister Freya. That's pretty much the story. And really, when you're done, you're like, okay, so I got the story. Do I care? Nada. You know, my opinion. So it's too dark, and we gave it a 3. Not a bad score. It's kind of not a thumbs up, not a thumbs down. But if you really had to say, how did it do for entertainment, I would have given it about a 1 out of 5. So.
Uh-huh. Hey, Robert, you've been watching this and you know, staying on top of this a lot longer than I have. When you have a movie like The Jungle Book, that kind of sets the stage and sets the mood for, you know, maybe a month or so, that has this kind of impact and, you know, gets families excited again and they can go to the movies together. Does that have an effect on the rest of the downline of the movie offerings? Because, I mean, there is a huge difference even this week. You know, Jungle Book, you know, 3 times as much as number 2. You know, last week was almost like, I don't know, some incredible number, almost 10 times more than number 2, which was Barbershop, the next cut. Do you find that happening?
Oh, absolutely. When Jungle Book was brand new last week and it made $103 million, it made more than the next 9 on the top 10 added up together made. So, in other words, there's still a limited amount of people that are going to the movies who are going to spend their money, and they're still going to pick their favorite. And so, in Jungle Book, I think, did it again this week. And when I look at $60 million and look at how much the other 9 did, to the top 10, and I'm just doing a quick look, 30, 40, 50, 55... I think it did it again. Even with $60 million, it looks to me, the quick math shows that the Jungle Book made more than all the next 9 put together.
Exactly. Well, and Disney is very grateful because you got that, and you got you know, the ka-ching. I mean, what are they, over $500,000? This is just domestically. We're not talking, you know, overseas money that's being spent on The Jungle Book and Zootopia. So, you know, the movie business has been very good to Walt Disney these days.
It has been very good. And so if Disney will continue to give us family-friendly offerings, they will continue to be supported by people out there who will say, I'll go, trust them.
Exactly. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, the Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website, PluggedIn.com. Robert, always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez, 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.